Sometimes you hear a voice that just makes you sit back and listen.
Oh my, I didn't know what it means to believe. Oh my, I didn't know what it means to believe.
That's I'm Getting Ready by the British singer and songwriter Michael Kiwanuka, taken from his debut album, Home Again.
But if I hold on tight, is it true? Would you take care of all that I do?
It's been a hugely successful year for Michael Kiwanuka. So far, he's been voted the BBC Sound of 2012. He was picked to tour with Adele, and his debut album, Home Again, has received so much praise from music critics who compared his voice to Bill Withers and Van Morrison. Michael Kiwanuka joins us from the studios of the BBC in London. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So you're only in your 20s.
Yes, I just turned 25 recently.
So what's it like to be compared with Bill Withers, Otis Redding, Marvin Gaye?
Pretty cool at times. You know, these are pioneers of popular music, you know, of last century. And these are people that have influenced me as well. So it's pretty flattering, but I've got a long way to go to reach anywhere near what those guys have done, but it's a good encouragement and good pillar to try and reach.
Let's listen to another song of yours, if we could, with Bones.
Lady, where you been for so long? I don't mean you no more. Had to write you this song. I would leave this world alone without you. I'm just bones.
Oh, that line, without you, I'm just bones. That's got to be devastating. Have you ever said it to someone?
I've only said it in that song.
So where's this song come from?
Yeah, I remember listening to, like, gospel-y blues tunes, and I'd just listen to the rhythm, and the music was upbeat, or as upbeat as you could get, like, a good rhythm, you kind of nod your head. You'd feel good, but then when you listen to the lyrics, it was quite sad. So I sat down and thought I'd write a song a bit like that, and there was someone at the time I wrote it that I took my fancy of, so I imagined her, and I just thought, what would I say if she said, oh, actually, I'm not interested in you back?
Well, I dream of you so much. Love you so much. Thoughts and love.
I thought it'd be quite cool to put an image of just being like, you know, if you're just bones, you're like, you've got no life, you know, you're kind of lost. I thought that's quite a good image. And you can kind of imagine this little, like, skeleton running around lost without this woman that said that they don't want to be with that person.
When you're writing, where's an image like that come from?
I think the best place is, like, when you're a kid and someone reads you a picture book, you've got such a vivid imagination of like what's going on, even if there's no pictures, and you just conjure up all these images in your head that's so unique to you, but they're so vivid. With writing music and writing songs and recording music and coming up with stuff, you need to kind of re-engage that kind of inner child to come up with interesting perceptions. And I think that's probably where I got that Bones idea, because I think if I thought about it too literally and too adult, I would have said it in a more kind of direct, obvious way.
I guess I would leave this world alone without you. I'm just bones. I guess I would leave this world alone, 'cause without you I'm just bones.
When you were growing up and listening to music in London, could you recount for us what the image you had in your mind of Jimi Hendrix was?
It's quite a funny story, this one. I mean, people used to put bands on the back of their bags. So they'd have, like, the modern bands at the time, like from Slipknot to, like, NoFX, all these punk bands. And then they'd have maybe Led Zeppelin and they'd have Jimi Hendrix. By that point, I was about 12, 13 years old. I was this young black kid into the rock music, which was kind of strange. People would have assumed that I'd be into, like, more modern R&B, which is a stereotype, but that was kind of what was expected. And I had all these guitar magazines of all these musicians that didn't look like me. So I assumed Jimi Hendrix was one of those. And then he came on TV on this documentary, and it was this African-American, soulful black guy playing electric guitar, which I just started, and it just blew my head off. I had like an afro at the time too. It was a bit all over the place, and it wasn't the thing to have an afro. Like, no, that's kind of quite old school. You're supposed to have like a neatly cut, shaped up haircut. So even him seeing like this messy afro on his head and bandana was pretty cool to me. I was like, man, this guy seems pretty cool, and he's done it, and there's a whole program about him, so it means I can have a go.
Tell me a story that I can read. Tell me a story that I believe. Paint me a picture that I can see. Give me a touch that I can feel. Turn me around so I can be.
We mentioned the extraordinary success you've had over the last year, really. Voted as BBC Sound of 2012 and touring with Adele. Do you, who wouldn't? You feel pressure?
Yeah, I mean, at first, it was the whirlwind was just amazing. And it was just a lovely rollercoaster. I didn't have any cares. But sometimes I do now, thinking, man, I've always longed for a career in music, you know, and this, I've just laid some good seeds to start that. But how do I keep that going, you know, or... People have said all these cool things, written these cool things, and after a show, are they satisfied or are they underwhelmed? So, yeah, sometimes the pressure comes, you know.
Is there a song you want to particularly point us to on the CD?
I really like a song called Rest and the recording of it. It's kind of like a love song, but it kind of shows my excitement for that mix between, like, country influences, groups like The Band, mixed with the soul influences of people like the Staple Singers or like Marvin Gaye, and that kind of mix. And well, finding out that Ray Charles sang country songs, but it sounded as soulful as any rhythm and blues record. And that kind of opened up my horizons for what songwriting was and for what singers I could listen to. And Rest is like my song that came out of that.
Close your eyes. Let them. I ain't in no hurry at all.
I mentioned earlier about listening to a lot of guitar, rock and roll music and feeling quite separate because everyone expected me to listen to kind of like R&B. This kind of made me feel a bit better because I realised it was all the same, you know. There's no difference, it's just music.
And I swear I would.
Michael Kiwanuka speaking with us from the BBC studios in London. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
I won't let you go. Go on.
You can hear more songs from Michael Kiwanuka, and I know I want to, at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
Rest your eyes. Leave them.